I'm back like a bad rash on that strange part of your body. And by the way, if you hear ghosts talking to you in the middle of Alaska, don't talk back to them. Here we go. So, hello, hello. This is Tiffany with the Recaps Addicts podcast episodes, recording and reviewing episodes 3 and 4 of True Detective Night Country. Sorry, that was a mouthful and I had a small stroke. But anyway, hello, hello, everyone. I hope that this Monday is coming to you well as we try to make it out of January. Oh, January has been a month. Like, if I could, like, take a vacation from just January alone, oh, my God, I would. Oh, just, I've been, like, the weather down here is, like, swamp ass all the time. It's not, like, cold. It's not hot, but it's humid, and then it's cold. If you're new and you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I live in Buttfuck, Texas. I'm kidding. I live in a part of Texas. You know, for the most part where we live, it's hot all the time. Like, there's only 12 months in the year. And for most of the year, it's pretty hot. And we get winter for maybe 3 months out of the year. And those 3 months are always hell, especially now with, you know, the climate control conditioner, air conditioner guy turned up on high. We're kind of like getting freezes and blizzards and all kinds of crap that we normally wouldn't get, and we get it now. So we have to like get used to freezes. And I don't know if you know this about Texans, but we can't drive in the rain. So now we have to learn how to deal with this new winter that has recently arisen over the last 5 years. And it's not been great, but here we are. But for people like me that have allergies, you're dying slowly. I've been dying slowly since I was 5 anyway. But now the weather and everything is like so horrible. Like, I literally stay stopped up from November all the way until like February, March. Not until it gets hot again. And then even then, it's just like not super great because of the pollen and all the other stuff starts acting up. I can't breathe. So about most of the year, I spend my time with some kind of nasal spray or something. And I need to go get that checked out, but I'm not talking about that right now. Anyway, back to the show. So I decided to do this setup where I do it every other episode, so kind of like a bi-weekly situation, instead of doing it every week, because it's not that the show doesn't have the substance to go week to week, to talk about it week to week, but there's so many tinfoil conspiracies with this show that I'm just like, let's just keep it bi-weekly. Let me annoy you every other week. Because if you want to catch a crackpot theory, just go to YouTube. I mean, there's plenty of people on there that believe that, you know, that's a bunch of crap going on. But for me with this show, I enjoy it. I enjoy it, but I find that the problem that I have with it is that it's a lot of like human drama. I guess that would be good to explain, but True Detective has always been like that. But it's just like mental health. That's always been a thing that's been very prevalent in True Detective, and not being faithful to your partner and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, can we get back to the case? This is why I love Law and Order, because Law and Order is like, oh my God, Ted is dead. And it's like, oh my God, Fred killed Ted. Okay, well, Fred's got to go on trial. And that's it. That's the whole 45 minutes. Like, you somebody die, catch the murderer, figure out why the murderer did it, put him on trial, send him to jail. Bam. And it might deviate a little bit in Law and Order, but not by much. FBI is another one that's pretty good, too. I love a good procedural. A, B, C, D. With this, it's like you start at A, you skip over B and C, go to D, come back to A, and then you end up at Z and you forget how you got there. So it's like, for me, with these two episodes, they weren't bad. You get more into the characters of Navarro and God, I don't even know Jodie Foster's character's name. That just goes to show you how much I'm paying attention. They didn't say her name multiple times. I haven't watched two more episodes on top of the two episodes I originally watched. We just gonna call her Jodie Foster. Makes it easier. Anyway, Jodie Foster character seems to be, like I said before, not very well liked and a philanderer. I mean, there ain't nobody she ain't slept with in the town. Like, people see her, these women see her and be like, "You again? Are you here to sleep with my husband? No, then why are you here?" So it's just like they either want to see her or they don't want to see her. And then the Navarro character, or I think her real life name is Kaylee, nobody want to see her either. And they haven't really gotten into why they don't like Navarro. I know why the men don't like Navarro, because she doesn't like for domestic abuse to happen. So she kind of steps in a lot with the domestic abuse in the area, and she doesn't like the mine, and they know a lot of them work for the mine. So her character is pretty cut and dry, other than the mental health problems that she has, which I would like for them to dive more into that, because if she can see ghosts, which we'll get to that in a little bit, but I mean, that sounds more interesting than Jodie Foster's character. Like, Jodie Foster's character, I'm just like, there's not much here other than the like trauma of her dealing with her family, the ones that are passed away and the ones that are still alive. I mean, because it's just like a lot of her like basically telling her stepdaughter not to be herself. And it's hard because she's not native to the area. You can tell she's not part the indigenous people that are in the area that live in Ennis. She's not one of them. She's clearly a transplant from somewhere else. And because the girl's dad is gone, and the dad seemed to better understood her than Jodie Foster does, Jodie Foster's just like, well, you just need to be what I want you to be. And that's not really working for their relationship. So, you know, that's basically her in a nutshell. So Jodie Foster's character throws herself into work. And so she just wants to do something so she doesn't have to focus on what she needs to focus on, and kind of grieve the way she's supposed to, because she's lost a son and a husband. And even though she wasn't really faithful to the husband, it's a lot of stuff going on. So I was like, her character, we can just put her character to the side for a minute. I would like to talk about Navarro. So the Navarro character, I really like her character. I still really like her character a lot. I'm very interested in her. I had heard a crackpot theory that, you know, she might be more involved with the characters, this spiritual character that's might have killed the doctors and stuff. But I don't believe that, because it's like, yeah, she does have some mental instability in her family, but it's like, if all of them see ghosts and it's not just her, it's like, why are they seeing ghosts? What, there's other stuff going on too, like the whitening of the eyes and people going crazy. Like, I feel like there's more than just her that have like mental instability in her family, excuse me. So I feel like there's other stuff going on besides just that. They're trying to say like, oh, she's crazy. I don't think that that's the case. With Navarro, I'm sorry, I had to take a pause there. I had to think about what I want to say. Her character sees ghosts. I mean, it's just cut and dry. Like, they're trying to blame it on mental instability, but this girl done seen like four ghosts in each episode. So we got four episodes. We saw four ghosts. She saw her mama. She saw her sister this last episode. She saw the doctor, the guy that survived the ice freezing. She saw him. He was talking to her before he started coding. I mean, there's a lot of people that she didn't saw. She saw Jodie Foster's son. Jodie Foster's son had a message for her. So this was like, to me, I think that, like, her seeing ghosts is like, they're like, oh, she's mentally unstable. I don't think that that's the reason. I don't think that's what's wrong with her at all. I think that she could just see ghosts. But it's fascinating because she's not the only one. There's other people that can see ghosts too. Like, the lady that she talks to on a regular basis, like, she's an older woman that used to be a college professor, found that out this current episode in episode 4, and she found the scientist in episode 1, she sees ghosts. And I don't think she just sees the ghost of her dead husband either. I think she sees other ghosts, because she was talking to Navarro in episode 4, this episode I just got through watching, and she looks past her. And she looks past her like she's looking at somebody, and she stares there for a couple of seconds, and then she starts talking to Navarro again. So I'm just like, who did she see? Because it's clear to me that all these people are seeing ghosts. Navarro's sister completed suicide in the 4th episode. And, you know, it's because she couldn't handle, like, she said people were coming after her. So that meant that she's seeing ghosts, like, all the time. And they were, like, standing in front of her and bothering, you know, like, bothering her. An orange rolled out from between her legs. Her mom's ghost was, like, following her, you know. So I think that with Navarro's sister, she was seeing ghosts and she couldn't handle it. So she was like, I can't do this. You know, I don't think that she would have been able to help her even with the drug rehab that she had gotten into, because, I mean, like, it just doesn't seem like, it didn't seem like it was going to stop. Like, she was going to see that forever. A quick tangent or side note for people who can see ghosts. I know this is like, no, nobody can see ghosts. There are some people that can. And it may sound like I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy, but it's not crazy notion to see people who used to be here who might still want to be around. So as I know, you know, personally, I know of some family members that have seen other family members, you know, or could see ghosts. But normally when family members saw the ghost, they were close to death. So that was always something that fascinated me, which made me want to look into just the whole thought of people seeing ghosts and what the interpretation means, because it could mean many things. They could be trying to tell you something, trying to show you something, or coming for you. So it's just like, I think that's the reason why I really like a season of True Detective, is like the ghost of your past coming back to haunt you. I get that a lot more in these episodes than I do in anything else. But I actually, you know, honestly, I don't know. I'm just having a brain fart maybe. But these, actually, most of the seasons of True Detective are like that. It's just like the ghost of the past are coming back to get us. Oh, there's a serial killer too. Okay, great. Here we go. You know, so I'm curious to see where they're going to go with this. Kind of fascinated to see if they're going to try to pin this, because it's always a person in True Detective. You just got to find who the killer is. But there's so much social and family drama in the show that you get kind of warped up in what else is going on. So to condense down the bullshit, so I won't hold you any longer than I need to. Episode 3 is more of them discovering, like, what happened. They're trying to look for the guy that they think killed the other professors or not doctors. What were they? Scientists? The other scientists, it was that guy that was dating the girl that got killed or whatever. And they go out to the outskirts to look for one of the engineers, and the engineer's there, but the engineer also, like, doesn't want to talk to them and is, like, super aggressive. And then they kind of come back. And I also, on a quick aside too, I don't like that Jodie's Foster character keep bothering that poor boy. There's a young guy that's in there, and his father works in there too, in the police department, in the Ennis police department. And she uses him left, right, and sideways, and has no disregard for the fact that this man has a family. And she's, like, using the fact that he, like, wants a mother figure and he doesn't have a mother figure to her advantage. And it doesn't sit well with me. And I just kind of don't like it, but it is what it is. But she uses everybody like toilet paper, basically. Her character just like, oh, yeah, you're sitting there, you're not doing nothing. Well, you need to go start work on this case. And, you know, it's just like very toxic work environment. And it just kind of annoys me. But anyway, back on task. They find the engineer in episode 3, and then they basically, it's not a lot that happens in episode 3. other than them finding the engineer and them processing the stuff from the trailer and them finding the phone. The big thing was the phone. And the phone had, it was Annie's phone, and they opened it up and they found Annie's like last post before she died. Now, the other thing that they found was, sorry, I'm trying to think. Oh, it was right there. Now it's gone. They thought they had found the guy, but they didn't find the guy. They found the other guy that worked at the station. They found that they think is the killer. I apologize. They keep finding those spirals everywhere too, which is also equally annoying. What else happens? Episode 4. They went to go check on the same engineer guy again, and he was gone. And then the daughter gets popped for vandalizing the mine. And it's like really close to Christmas. And so what else happens? They find the guy. They start looking for this guy that had been doing a lot of ice cave excavating. Not excavating per se, but he did like maps and stuff. And so they find him instead of finding the guy that they're supposed to find. And then like at the end, Navarro kind of goes into a trance because the ghosts are talking to her again. Which I'm just like, can we get more into that? I would like to know more about that. Because she talked to this woman's dead son. And she didn't talk to her sister, her mama. The guy that was in the bed, which, by the way, that was the creepiest scene out of this whole show, was an episode at the end of episode 3. This guy sits up in the bed and says, "Evangeline, your mother's waiting for you. You know where to go. Your mother's waiting for you. If anybody at any time should sit up and tell me my mother is waiting for me, and I know my mama dead." Girl, I'm just going to burn the whole hospital. I'm just going to burn the hospital and then say, hey, put me in the hole, because I want to be by myself in a prison with some brick walls. So I ain't got to see no more ghosts. I mean, well, who you going to call? Who do you call in a situation like that? And she never said anything. That he said something to her before he coded, that he sat up and he was super creepy. None of that stuff. I'm wondering who she's eventually going to tell that she sees ghosts, because she talks to the lady and she found her husband in the ice. That's the lady that I told you was a professor. She talks to her a lot because I think she sees ghosts too. And she doesn't want to tell Jodie Foster because Jodie Foster doesn't believe. And so, like, she's going to eventually tell these people, like, somebody, hey, I've been talking to dead people, and this is what, you know, X, Y, and Z, this is what they said. At this point, we're at episode 4. Normally, True Detective is, like, eight episodes. I'm hoping it's 8 episodes. I can't do 10. True Detective and 10 episodes is too much, because I don't know if you know about season 2 was... It was okay because I liked the whole Sicario situation that they had going on. And Vince Vaughn was a really good bad guy, but he wasn't actually a bad guy. And so I'm just like, I can't do 10 episodes. That 8 episodes of season 2 was so hard to sit through. And then I was like, this is not as bad, because if it wasn't for the supernatural elements that are there, you know, I couldn't sit there and watch this. If it was just a drama about people out in Alaska, I'm like, I can't watch this. I also find something interesting too. Navarro's sister, before she just walked out into the ice, she folded her clothes and left her clothes on a bench, kind of like how the scientist did. So I feel like there's something there. It's right there, and they have so much they could do with that, but they're not going to do anything with it other than spooky ghosts and people not having their shit together. So I'm just like, I'm hoping that, you know, it turns out or pans out to be something. We seem like we have gold here, but we just need to pan it out and figure out what's going on with it. It's not a lot in the show. I mean, I because these characters are pretty flat a little bit. Then I was like, I need to. You want to keep watching them? Like, okay, well, the ice is gonna break, or pardon the pun, but something else is gonna happen where the characters are more gonna flesh out more. Because I mean, Jodie Foster's character, she wasn't very faithful to her husband. Then her husband got killed. And they in a car wreck with the son, that was said like the first couple of episodes. And now she really doesn't have her stuff together. And she's like throwing herself into work. And Navarro's the same way, but I think Navarro's doing it because she doesn't want to look like she's mentally unstable. And I want these characters to flesh out. I want to see some spooky shit. I'm here for spooky shit. And I feel like I'm missing that. But anyway. For now, that's all I have. And I will be back after, what is this? We just did 3 and 4. I did 1 and 2. So I will be back after episode 6. And then you'll see me at episode 8. And hopefully we will have a conclusion that is good. And it's not somebody just flipping the fuck out and killing everybody. Because I feel like we need to be, like, I think some other stuff is going on besides that. You know, so I hope it gets, you know, more interesting as time goes on. Because, I mean, we're at the halfway mark now. Excuse me. Yeah, we're at the halfway mark now. And I want to see something more. Give me something. Come on, HBO. Give me something. By now, True Blood, several people would have died. And more characters would have showed up, and then there would have been a grand fight with witches. And I don't understand why is it taking so long for them to get to the point. And I was just like, now the episodes are getting longer because they're an hour. And I was like, come on, man. I need to see the last 2 episode recap. Just come on, bring it. Anyway, that's my rant for this week. And I still need to do my review of Monarch. Monarch, oh my God, excellent. Excellent storytelling. Get it together. Quick storytelling. Build the characters. Tell the story. It's done. It renewed my faith in the whole Godzilla Kong universe. But I'll get to that in another podcast. For now, this is my rant and rave. Thank you for listening to me. Like and subscribe. And this is Tiffany with the Recaps Addict Podcast. Have a good week. Bye.